This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay of Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're talking with Barry Cloyd about his new CD, Southland. It's being released on Friday, February 13th, with a concert at Forest Park Nature Center. Barry, always good to have you back.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, both of you. It's a pleasure to see you. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm excited.
We've talked a couple of times while you were in the process of putting the CD together, and I know that you've been traveling a lot down to Nashville to to record it or produce it. What's the process been like?
Long, but really wonderful. I got a chance to work for the first half of it. I got a chance to work with Tim Carter as a co-producer. And Tim is, of course, from the Carter family. Mother Maybelle and A.P. Carter were his grandparents. And Tim and Danny are 35-year overnight successes. Tim is a terrific producer and a terrific musician, one of the best banjo players in the world. And we do a duet banjo. I'm playing electric. He's playing acoustic on this, which is really fun. But got a chance to work with Tim and some wonderful musicians there, as well as in Peoria. And I started on this thing in February 2012, so believe it or not, it'll be 3 years. Not continuous work, obviously. That doesn't make any sense because you got to work to pay the bills to pay for the CD. But it's been a three-year process, and I did half of it down there, and I'm doing a little more than another half, actually 13 tracks with one hidden track up here with a gent by the name of Gary Manuel that I've worked with many times as Mirror Image Studios. And so we're finishing it up soon, and it'll be ready for the show on the 13th. I'm excited about it. Lots of fun.
This is going to be your 10th CD.
Yeah.
I've listened to many of your CDs, and you have such a neat way of touching the personal by expressing the universal. Talk about that a little bit.
Oh, thank you, Suzette. That's really nice that you caught that, you noticed that, because I really do think, well, I've got a process that I call song walking, and I literally go out in the woods or go out kayaking or hiking or riding a bike or just somewhere away by myself, and just to give myself a chance to think, and whatever drops into my head that might be a song line, I write it down, and usually one out of 10 may be worth something. You know, most of them aren't, but if you find something that you can take and use to build a song, because songwriting is really a two-part process. It's the inspiration, which that's what I'm trying to find in a song walk. And then there's the craft, and that's where you take what you've found somewhere from some piece of inspiration you've gotten, and you try to make it into a song and try to make it work. And part of that is looking for themes or ideas or stories that you've heard over time that touch on that mean something to you. For example, I've done quite a few songwriting workshops, and I've told the students in that if you get a song line, a line that pops into your head and you write it down and it means something to you, there's a very good chance it might mean something to somebody else. Because literally that's, I think if you can touch on the universal through a personal story or a personal encounter you've had with something or someone, then they might listen, they might like it.
That's where the lyrical content comes from, but what about the music itself? Does that come from just noodling on a guitar and you hear something like a chord pattern and you say, that actually would make a good bridge or that would make a...
Yes, as a matter of fact, that's exactly where it comes from. Playing around on the guitar. I've been playing guitar for a long, long time now. And that's part of the craft part is trying to discover new things. I use a lot of different tunings, and that always helps. Whenever I get a new tuning, I usually write something pretty fast. I've got about 18 tunings I use. And that really helps, and different tunings and melodies are interesting because it didn't occur to me until a few years ago that I never write melodies. They just appear. They just sort of sing themselves, which is kind of weird. What's that all about? It's kind of weird. But it's a mysterious process, and it's not really one that you can sit down and say, okay, you have to do this, and then you do this, and then you do this, because sometimes the ideas come in different stages and in different patterns, and not everybody writes the same. It's just look for that inspiration and then see if you can try to, if you think it's good enough to use, try to make something out of it.
Is it fair to say that your storytelling isn't just a niche, but it's a calling?
Well, I think it's an addiction. A good one, pretty much, but yeah, it is. I mean, you know, if I do storytelling, I've been doing storytelling for a long time. Mostly how I learned it was in song introductions, and then, of course, by working with my dear friend Brian Fox Ellis over the years, I've gained a lot of knowledge from him and the art of storytelling and have sort of picked that up and expanded it. But it started out as just song introductions is my storytelling out of it, and I love it. It's great fun.
Well, let's take a moment right here and listen to one of the songs that's on this new CD. This is one called Natural Jam.
Yeah, this is one that came from one of those song walks I was talking about, a little bit of a blues thing. Change the subject, roll the dice, been down this road more than once or twice.
a dish called Natural Jam. Start out with spices, good and hot. Throw in all the power electricity's got. Then you ladle in a gravy from a smokehouse ham. Turn up the fire on that Natural Jam. Make you forget about that stuff that's been driving you mad. Sit down, shut up, take a bite, best you ever had. If you find yourself jonesing for a slice of Spam, leave it alone, take a bite of Natural Jam. Make you forget about that stuff that's been driving you mad. Sit down, shut up, take a bite, best you ever had. Take a bite, best you ever had. Change the subject, roll the dice. Been down this road more than once or twice. Come on in, sit down where I am. We're serving up a dish called Natural Jam. Serving up a dish called Natural Jam. Serving up a dish called
We're talking with Barry Cloyd about his new CD. It's called Southland. We just heard a song from that album called Natural Jam. Now, Barry, is there any pressure, particularly when you get to your 10th album, to do something different with each new CD, to go in a different direction?
Yeah, I've had a lot of pressure to do it right. And it's the studio is a lot of fun. As you guys know, you're in the studio, you're in the recording studio and right in here. And the studio has a lot of pressure of its own. And the pressure is, of course, you're spending money to do it. You've got time involved and you want to, you literally want to get it right. And in order to do that, especially when you're working with a number of other musicians, which I've got some wonderful musicians on this thing, by the way, it's a real difficult balance, but it's really a joyful one. It's a lot of fun, but it's pretty difficult too, but I love it. I'll be real glad when this one's done. Frankly, I just want to hear it.
And talk about the title Southland. How did you come up with that?
Well, strangely enough, most of the songs have some connection to the south of somewhere. And I don't really know why I came up with that. It came about partly because I was recording in Nashville in the original part of it. And it just sort of struck me as that. It's not all about being in the South, of course. I mean, there's a couple of songs on there that literally are Civil War songs. And that, of course, has a Southern feel to it, that whole story, the whole tragic story of the Civil War. But there's a lot of juice there, as you can imagine. But I don't know. I liked the title, and I started thinking about things that I'd written over the years that had that relationship from being from the South of somewhere.
You had talked about producing the two halves of this CD in different places. Mm-hmm. I'm just interested in the process where some of the work is happening here in Central Illinois, some of it is happening in Nashville. Does the technology facilitate that, or is that different than it would have been, say, 20 years ago if you were trying to do the same thing?
Yes. I would have had to bring both of those people all together at the same time. No, it's changed a lot, really, it has. And it's much easier to do that now with, you know, you can email files back and forth and that kind of thing. And that's how that type of thing gets done. All the masters were sent when I got done with the stuff in Nashville. The final mix wasn't done down there. I wanted Gary and I to do that up here. But a preliminary mix, a rough mix, was done by Tim and I down there. And then when that all got done, he sent all that stuff up to my buddy here in Peoria, Gary Manuel. And he basically deconstructed everything, took it all apart, put it into his equipment, and now we're able to completely mix that the way we want it. And I even added some stuff onto that. I added some vocal harmonies up here that I did on, you know, the stuff down in Nashville. And then we started on the second part from up here. So, yeah, it does make it much easier with it. I'm not a tech guy, but it does help.
I always like it at the Dan Fogelberg tribute concerts, mm-hmm. where they'll play the entire album in its entirety. Will we hear your entire new album in its entirety?
At the concert?
Yeah.
Most of it. I'm going to do a couple things solo right out of the box, and then I'll bring – I've got a new band, too. I've got a new new aggregation of musicians I'm working with, which are real good, and I'm real happy to have that. And I'm going to come in and bring those guys in, and then we're going to play. We'll probably play about three quarters of it because it's 14 tracks. That's quite a bit. And there's some of the things that that I want to bring in some older stuff, stuff we've done before, stuff that people like and people know, and I'm going to bring in some of that stuff, too, because, you know, you don't want to throw everything new in everybody's face. You want to – you know how that works. You want people to hear things that they kind of know and are familiar with, and then they're open to other stuff. You see,
the concert, of course, is at the Forest Park Nature Center, which is a venue you've performed in many times.
Yeah.
What is it about that particular place that makes it a good place for you musically?
It's a couple things. It's an intimate space. It's not very big, and so it's easy to fill up with a lot of friends. And they're nice people. They treat me well, and I just like it. It's kind of a home concert because I do travel in the wintertime. I'm home, you know, more. But I do travel quite a bit in the spring, summer, and fall and do shows all over the place. And this is kind of like a little bit of a home concert. And so I think of it that way. And it's something if I can, I'll always try to come back and do. This is the 12th year I've done this now, which is kind of neat.
Is it true that the audiences are heavenly, but traveling is hell?
You'd have to ask Dan about it. Yes, absolutely. That's very true. I mean, there's nothing better than being on stage in front of people, especially a show like this where people come to listen. And he was absolutely right. Dan nailed. Dan was a terrific writer, as we all know, Dan Fogelberg we're talking about. And yes, he said the traveling was heaven, or the audience was heavenly, but the traveling was hell, and that's exactly right.
And now we'll listen to another song from the CD Southland. This one is called By Christmas Day.
Ah, thank you for giving me the chance to do this. This was walking in Bradley Park, and a little backstory, and up there by that castellated structure in Bradley Park in the wintertime a couple years back, and looked across the valley and saw that huge white sycamore tree up by Drywin Creek. And you all know, if you know Bradley Park, you know what I'm talking about. And at the same time, I heard the train that goes down along Farmington area, to Farmington Road area, passed by, and it was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it gave me this song by Christmas Day. It's a Civil War song. Through the woods, the sycamore's glowing like a ghost. To the east, take the trail where the white trees stand. Then you'll know you'll find water there and a place to lay your head. Hear that 419 whistling down canyon. If I could make time roll back, the river's running from the sea to a long, hot summer day. To the liquid gold of the sunset and the blue of her eyes disappearing in the dusty road to Richmond. Now my daddy tried to keep me safe from going, though he never said a word direct, you know. From that thinly veiled anger came a liquid mask of pain. Pay the devil if I didn't have to go. Pay the devil if I didn't have to go. But you can't hold back a river. You can't even slow it down. The chain's gone loose and the dogs of war ain't given any ground. The chain's gone loose and the dogs of war ain't given any ground. Down the line came the orders from my captain. Johnny Reb, he held the high ground down the way. And the only thing was running through my frightened mind is, can I make it home by Christmas Day?
Can I make it home by Christmas Day? Will I make it home by Christmas Day?
We've been talking with Barry Cloyd. His new CD is called Southland. A release party and a concert are taking place Friday, February 13th at Forest Park Nature Center. Barry, always good to see you, and good luck with the new CD.
Thank you very much. Good to be here. Good to see both of you. Thanks for having me.
And Nathan, the Sun Foundation presents its 10th annual winter warming benefit tomorrow from 6 to 9:30 p.m. at the First Federated Church in Peoria. Food, wine, a silent auction, and door prizes are all a part of the event designed to raise funds for children's educational programs, so plan to attend.
And Cornstalk Theater is opening its first production of 2015, Other Desert Cities. Play revolves around family dynamics, particularly a long-held family secret. This production features a particularly strong cast, including several actors whose work I've admired for years. Performances begin tonight and continue through next Sunday at the Winter Playhouse in Upper Bradley Park.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Stephanie Sobey. If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, you can find us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.